Our coverage on the Team 980 on this Football Friday is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. I had 10-7 before the season started. Look, that was a hunch. I wasn't necessarily basing it on anything other than the hunch that the quarterback might be ready sooner than people thought. So far, so good on that. I'm not coming off 10-7. I'll leave it there. I will be perfectly honest and say I actually feel less confident about 10-7, and I was never that confident about it to begin with. But when you have such an awful defense, it's going to – and you can't afford to punt. Like, how many more games is Tressway going to be held on the sidelines except for holding for extra points? Like we talked about yesterday, Denton, if they had punted one time in the Giant game, one time in the Cincinnati game, they'd be 0-3. And when there's that little margin for error, I think we're looking at probably something around 8 wins or 9 wins right now, realistically. But I'm going to stick with 10 and hope that Joe Witt Jr. finds an answer defensively so that they're just bad rather than horrifically awful. Because if it remains what it is, it's going to be really hard to win more than they lose, but I do think they could get right to that, you know, fine line of 8-9, 9-8. But I'm going to stick with 10-7, and I think Sunday's crucial. You know, you get off to a 3-1 start. You know, you got opportunities down the road, catching teams at the right time versus the wrong time. We'll see how that all plays out. But where have you recalibrated to, if you've recalibrated at all? Denton was at 9-8 before the season started. Where are you today?
So I went back and looked. I think I was actually 8-9. So I was just one shy of 500. And I'm going to stay there because of the things that you mentioned. Having to score on every single drive to win, I don't believe is sustainable. I would have never anticipated they would go, 14 drives in a row scoring any sort of points. That's insane. I'm so happy for Jaden Daniels. But I'm still, at least through the first 3 weeks, I'm still going to stay at 8-9.
Yeah, I'm looking at our preseason predictions here. So you were 8-9. We each had 3 bold predictions to go with it. Mine was Brian Robinson, 1,200-plus rushing yards, makes Pro Bowl. Zach Ertz, 80-plus catches. And where is this? Daron Payne will have a monster year. You were Terry Setts' franchise receiving yards record, Jamin Davis over 5.5 sacks. Ben Sinnott will be tight end number one by the end of the year. Our record predictions are pretty good so far, right now. We're in play for those. Our bold predictions, well, they were bold for a reason. Right now, not trending in the right direction. But we have time. 301-230-0980. Let's start with Brad. Brad, where were you before the season? Where are you now?
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
What's up, Brad? How have you been?
I've been well. Hey, on the Giants game, real quick, too, man. I mean, I know it doesn't happen a lot, but that kick can definitely get blocked. You can definitely fumble a snap. So that adds a little layer there. You know, put yourself in arms right there. But no. Hey, so, yeah, I started at 7 before the season, and I'm not saying, just to your point, I mean, it's just too many things have to happen in that scenario where every week, you know, a receiver's going to drop a ball. You're going to have a holding penalty. You're just going to have things that happen during the games that aren't going to lead to Monday's production. It's not a sustainable model, you know what I mean? And defenses catch up, and the defense is just so, so bad that it's just not a – I think they're going to – the quarterback was about progression with the quarterback, and I think we got the quarterback. I think that's what this year was about. But I don't see how it changes the outcome of what I thought before the season. But real quick, Kevin, and we talk about this, like, ad nauseum over 20 years. You don't have to stink to rebuild, is my opinion. You don't have to take 5 years. It doesn't have to take this long progress. Like, why not have fielded a better defense in the offseason? Like, I get some of the stuff. You want to have money, but you couldn't have thought that this secondary was going to have a better outcome than last year. It's the same secondary, minus maybe some guys that were cast off elsewhere. Like,
right.
why not have addressed it more? You know what I mean? Like, why go out there with this?
Well, the most money they spent, the most money they spent was on defense. You know, Armstrong, Farrell, Fowler, Luvu, Wagner, Chin.
Right. I get it. I get it, Kevin, but that's just Jack. You're not, I'm not saying that they spent money, but was it good money, right? And the important position is corners. And I just don't, I'm not going to pick Peyton Peters because he's got a long way to go. I just feel like if they knew that these, if you knew you had your quarterback, like they had to have known they got a guy. Like, go have yourself a season while you're rebuilding. Why just field like the 32nd beat? It just, I don't know. I mean, I get it from a salary cap standpoint, Kevin. Just to me, I feel like we could have maybe just done a little bit better.
I guess I'm trying to think, Brad. You know what I mean? Who was out there at corner in free agency? I mean, it's a while ago. Can you remember who was out there? I mean, they signed Mike Davis. I mean, you know, that was it.
Yeah, it's Sneed.
Igben Oganey, too.
That's expensive. Right. Sneed was expensive.
Sneed was expensive.
Well, Stephon Gilmore, Xavien Howard, all those guys. Old, but they're out there.
From a salary standpoint. You know, I get it, Kevin. Like, you don't want to blow money on guys just to have guys. You just feel like the tape was out on Forbes. You know, St. Juice is a solid corner, but he's not. Like, there were things that maybe I get it. You're not going to go out. I don't know, man. I'm picking Kevin. I'm happy with progression, and I think we got our quarterback. And that's
Minnesota should have been potentially, because they were in the market for a rookie quarterback. And if J.J. McCarthy stays healthy, I actually still think that Sam Darnold was going to start the season. But, you know, people would have been itching before the season started to see J.J. McCarthy. They may have gotten a huge break with his injury, so there wasn't any pressure to play him early. Now, they got off to a good start here. But, man, they didn't treat this year in terms of their acquisitions and in terms of their offseason strategy like a rookie quarterback season. They didn't at all. Now, they have Justin Jefferson. They have Jordan Addison. They'll have T.J. Hockenson coming back. They had some good defensive talent last year, and the scheme was better. But, man, they went out and got Van Ginkle. They got Greenard. They got Aaron Jones. Like, they really went for it, you know, in the offseason, rather than look at it as a developmental year for the young quarterback, including, by the way, paying $10 million for Darnold. So, good point. Let's go to Chad in Nashville. Chad, hope things are well down there, man. My sister told me it is raining.
Oh my gosh, Kevin. It is. I mean, it is absolutely pouring. I mean, you can't even drive on the interstate right now. It's pulling up by the river over here by Opry Mills. Like, it's bad. But hope everything's good up there. I ain't talked to you this week. I just want to say, Monday, man, I was listening to your podcast with Tom, that late one, and holy crap, I was just, like, so ecstatic, man. I haven't felt that way. I don't think I've ever felt that way. You know, my wife was telling me real quick that she was like, I was like, I think we're going to get whooped. They're going to score 5 touchdowns. She goes, no, they'll probably play good enough, and you're going to think they're going to win, and then something's going to happen, and they lose. And that's how I've been programmed for years to think that that's going to happen. I kept thinking something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. And it didn't. And when he threw that touchdown, I woke my kids up. I was screaming. Like, I was just so happy. I haven't had a quarterback like this my whole life as a Skins fan.
Yeah.
I feel like. Even RG3, even Kirk. Yeah. So I don't think my expectations have changed. Here's why. We keep saying, you know, yes, I agree. Monday, if we would have punted, we probably would have lost that game. But I could also say, as far as the defense goes, if we can get a couple punts or cause a couple punts, then we'll also be, you know, even better. That's why I feel like I don't think this defense is going to be just the worst defense all year. This defense can get a little better. We have to remember how many new players there are, a new scheme. There's a lot of things that go into it. You had 10-7. I had 8-9. I think I'm going to go to 9-8. I think they're going to teeter right around yours, right around Denton's, and we'll have a chance. Maybe that Dallas game at the end of the year, that might be a really big game. I'm really hoping that that's what's going to happen. I think the defense will be fine. I know we're concerned, but don't you think that it can't stay this way, right? I mean,
the problem I'm having with the defense is that sometimes it's a little bit misleading, like they're doing some things well and they're just getting unlucky, or, you know, they're overly aggressive and they're getting burned, but you kind of feel like that may pay off. I mean, in three games, they've only forced three punts. I mean, remember, the Bucs only punted once. The Giants only punted twice.
Yeah.
And look, the Giants win that game with a field goal kicker. They probably win that game if Malik Nabers, you know, the other front runner for Rookie of the Year, doesn't drop a fourth and four. I just don't know where it gets better. I mean, I'm not expert enough to tell you that, oh, no, you're missing out, that St. Juice and Jeremy Chin and Quan Martin, who I thought actually played well the other night, these guys are coming, they're just getting used to the scheme, there's some communication issues, but it'll all be worked out by week five or six. Okay, I'm going to have to see some, and here's the other part of it, like, they're playing a quarterback, and when I get to my keys to the game, this obviously is going to be at the top of the list, that is just absolutely deadly off schedule. And they can't cover in rhythm, you know, in the actual way the play is supposed to go, let alone once a guy gets off schedule and you got Marvin Harrison running around free. And by the way, I'm going to tell you right now, James Conner is probably licking his chops. Like, I can probably get 160 on these guys. And then Cleveland runs the ball well, and the Ravens run the ball well. And then if Dalton's still quarterbacking for the Panthers, that's a totally different situation than before. So, yeah, I mean, I just don't see where the change is. But I'm not saying that it won't happen. I'm just not smart enough to figure out how it will happen. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Aveen. Aveen, go ahead. Have you changed your thinking on this season from where it was before the season?
Hi, Kevin. I had 10-7 before this season. And if I'm being honest, that was just mainly me hoping everything I thought could go right went right. But I feel more confident now in 10-7 because of the quarterback and the coordinator. I thought our offense could be good, but more in kind of like a system way, that we're a really good zone read team, a good running team. But Jaden Daniels has exceeded my expectations for where he is, how fast he is. And I'm just so confident that the guy we saw on Monday is the guy we're going to see this season. His play clearly translates. He already shows so much advanced stuff where I just don't see it dropping off. Like, his accuracy isn't going to drop off. His anticipation isn't going to drop off. The velocity on his throws isn't going to drop off. His pre-snap ability, you know, all of that. And his ability to go, you know, what he showed on Monday, to go mano a mano with another good quarterback, with another good offense. You know, I have rival fans, Eagles fans, texting me saying, how are we going to stop this guy on third and fourth down? It's like a cheat code. Like, either he'll find somebody open, he has a quick release, or he'll scramble, and he's like one of the most elusive runners. So just that gives me so much belief. And then with the defense, I wasn't expecting the defense to be this bad, especially with the acquisitions of Wagner and Luvu. Those are two of the best run defenders, and I thought our run defense would be a strength for sure. But there's hope, because there's a lot of young guys, especially in the defensive backfield, but a lot of guys with early round talent, early round speed, and there's a lot of new pieces. So maybe it just takes some time for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. Thanks for the call, Aveen, as always. You do a great job. I that's the part I'm kind of holding out hope on, is that this is a take some time, a lot of new players on the defensive side of the ball, right? I mean, basically the holdovers are Duran, John, and, you know, at this point, St. Juice and Martin. That's basically it, because Forbes hasn't played. So seven to, you know, the next nine guys are new. You got a new coordinator. And by the way, it's fair to say that Joe Witt Jr.'s never been a defensive coordinator and the chief, you know, play caller defensively. So there may be, you know, an adjustment that he's going through as well. So that would be the hope, is that somehow they get more chemistry, the communication gets better, but the personnel ain't getting a lot better, I don't see. I mean, we haven't seen the pick Jordan McGee yet. We haven't seen him in action. We just have barely started to see Johnny Newton. So there are some guys out there, right? When does Jordan McGee come off IR? Is that after this week?
After at least week four, yeah.
I mean, they loved him all off season, you know, going into camp, super athletic. So there may be a couple of, you know, tricks up their sleeve, but I think the bottom line is they need, the hope is that with more playing time, with more experience, both coaching and playing wise together, that it could get a little bit better. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead.
I had 7 and 10. I'll go to 8 and 9. Wow. This is a great example of how influential the quarterback is. I, just like your previous callers mentioned, I think the defense will get a touch better. I think the offense will get a touch worse. Like, eventually the defense will force a punt and eventually the offense will punt. So say they both kind of come back down to earth. Jaden Daniels is that dynamic, that good. It'll be interesting. But if you look at it overall, right, like the receiving core, if you had to rank the receiving cores in just the division, you'd say they're fourth. Offensive line, say they're middle of the pack. Like you said, no one really knows who's good or bad. Defense is obviously on the worst end, et cetera. So, like, there's a lot of
factors. Do they have the best quarterback in the division?
That's what I was just going to say. That's going to be the test. Because, again, you can point to Hurts and Dak in their many positive accolades, and then you can see this. And look, we've said this over time. The more time that goes on, the more film that's out on you, et cetera. And your question yesterday, yep, I tried to call in, was when would you know? For me, it's year three, because I need to see, we've seen RG3 and Chase Young win Rookie of the Years turn out to be bust. We've seen Carson Wentz.
That's fair.
Almost an MVP.
That's fair. I don't know about year three, because if they end up in a playoff game and he plays well, you know, you're going to think it after year one. But and if there's some adversity along the way and he handles that really well, I think that you can be sold after year one. I don't think you have to wait till year three, but your examples are good ones. We've had two Rookie of the Years on defense and on offense, and it didn't work out with either one of them. By the way, just as a side note, Chase Young's played pretty well in New Orleans. I haven't seen the advanced numbers, Denton, on Chase Young, but the game, we didn't talk about this, did we? How well and how impactful he was in that game against the Eagles. He looked really good. I'm rooting for him. I have done this before with young people that haven't worked out, and there were a lot of questions about, you know, attitude and maturity. The talent is there. The worst thing is to see somebody throw away talent, or as Doc used to say, hold talent hostage. And he was doing that partly because of the injuries, but partly because of the maturity as well. It'd be nice to see him put it together, although not against us later in the year. All right, for those of you that I didn't get to, I apologize. We are backed up. We got a guest coming up. Actually, you know what? We'll take a break. If you're on hold, stay there. I'll get a couple more calls in. Where are you now versus where you were 3 weeks ago on the prospects for them having a good season? Just tell me what your record was before and what it is now. And the reasons why. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.